In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You may not know this, but there are still Samaritans living in the Holy Land. Very small community living near Mount Gerizim, where they built their false temple in opposition to the temple in Jerusalem, a temple which was destroyed several hundred years before the coming of Jesus. And the reason why they would not welcome Jesus is because, he, as it says in the Gospel, he was going to Jerusalem. And this antagonism was due to the destruction of the false temple on Mount Gerizim. They figured, well, you destroyed our temple, we're not going to help you go visit your temple in Jerusalem. And the Samaritans were descendants of those who were left behind when the Assyrians conquered the northern 10 tribes, and they had intermarried with those who the Assyrians had sent to colonize the area. They were viewed by the Jews of Jesus' time as pretend Jews, and so they just didn't like each other at all. And so, when they would not welcome Jesus because he was coming to Jerusalem, James and John, or as I call them, the mama's boys, the sons of thunder, wanted to call down fire from heaven to destroy them because they had somehow insulted Jesus. But Jesus rebuked them, because remember, Jesus' purpose was to save, not to destroy. And he even prayed for those who crucified him. And so even the Samaritans who did not welcome him were the object of his saving mercy. Interestingly enough, after the Lord's resurrection, many Samaritans also converted and became members of the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.